Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and we're bringing you this Labor Day hour from our vault of conversations we recorded just before the pandemic.
I'd love to hear more of my key. All right, I wonder.
Cool. This is so exciting. It's a new guitar. Just got it. Her name is Pearl.
The heart beats louder than the dollar. Shines light in a world gone darker.
What you're hearing is Work Hard, Love Harder by Susan Cattaneo, singer-songwriter and a professor of songwriting at the Berklee College of Music. She, along with her bandmate, Rene Dupuis, joined us in our studio at the end of last year to play some music.
Work hard, love harder, hug your kids and call your mother. Be grateful and be kind to others. Kiss more, laugh more, just for starters. Work hard, love harder.
Cattaneo believes in making space for women musicians, and she was part of a female-fronted residency at Union Tavern in Somerville. Of course, live music performances were just one of the many parts of everyday Boston life that disappeared after March. But when she came to WBUR, Susan began by telling us why she thought more space for female musicians is important here.
Boston, I think, has one of the most vibrant music communities that I know of in many different genres. But I have to say that I think that women aren't as represented as they could be, is how I would kind of politically correctly say it. There are a lot of fabulous musicians, and sometimes, you know, there'll be a lineup on it and it's all men. And I decided to kind of do something about that. And I'm trying to do a lot of music that advocates for women musicians in the community and also nationally, and just trying to kind of get the power of women of music out into the Boston scene.
As I mentioned, that Boston scene is so different just a few months later. But in some ways, things haven't changed. For example, she told us about writing a song, Awash in Politics.
A few years ago, I wrote a song called Sisters of a Different Skin.
Sisters of a Different Skin.
And I actually wrote it because it was during the election time and I thought Hillary was going to win.
Let's just hear it for just a second.
Sisters, every woman wants to be heard, to be seen, to be the queen.
So I wrote this song and then thought, I'd like to invite every woman I know in town to sing this with me. And so I invited women of all ages, all genres, all, you know, at different points in their career, some who were older and aren't singing so much, some who are brand new, who were students of mine. And we got together and recorded this song. And I thought, you know, there are a lot of fabulous women in town, and I want to do something to put their voice forward. Someone said to me that really the only way to be part of a scene is to create one. So I invited all the musicians, all the women musicians I know over for brunch at my house. And it wasn't a working thing. It was really a social thing. So I tried to connect people, women managers, women booking agents, women artists, women writers, women producers, and have them all meet each other and try and create more collaboration between women.
Let's talk musical genres for a minute. How would you describe your sound?
So I am firmly entrenched in what is now called Americana. And Americana is a very slippery term that pretty much refers to any musicians who were formerly country, but also old style R&B, a little bit of soul, folk, and country rock. All of those musicians have now been kind of labeled Americana artists. And I firmly fit into that group.
Do you like the label?
I like it because I think that it, you know, there are certain radio stations that only play Americana artists. So I think by labeling something, it enabled those of us who make this style of music to have a place to be played in. Certainly, what is happening in country music isn't really connected to what Americana artists are doing. So I think to have the Americana label on there, you know, we have radio stations, we have radio DJs. There are certainly venues that only play to Americana artists. So it kind of opened up an opportunity while other opportunities were closing down.
Let's talk about Berklee for a minute.
Okay.
You teach songwriting there.
I do.
The institution has had a reputation as being fairly firmly situated in the male-dominated world of jazz.
Yeah.
It's come under scrutiny in recent years after it was reported that the college had quietly dismissed nearly a dozen faculty members who were accused of sexual misconduct. Berklee even did a recent report that detailed issues of gender bias and pay inequities facing women in all aspects of the music industry, launched the Institute of Jazz and Gender Justice. So there is movement there. Is it a good enough start? And what else do you think needs to be done to address issues of gender bias in the music industry?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I think that we're entering a really exciting new phase, not only in music, but kind of in our national consciousness, where women are being recognized and at least even noticed. And I think in the music industry, I think people are aware of it, and I think hopefully awareness will bring about change. It still exists. I mean, I was the only woman in my department for 6 years. And that was challenging, you know, being kind of part of the part of a boys club, you know, was challenging. As a performer and as a singer-songwriter, you know, I'll never forget, and I know this has happened to other musicians as well, like arriving and the sound guy in the club will be like, you know, where's your husband? And I'm like, no, I'm the performer. I'm the lead singer. I'm the one. And I'm excited about the new generation. I guess I'll say it that way. My students at Berklee are just amazing. And they do not have the gender biases that the older generation have. So I have great hope for the younger generation because gender really is not an issue. Gender is of course there's inclusion. Of course, you know, all genders are accepted. Of course, all musical genres are accepted. It gives me great hope to teach that, to see that in the classroom and to witness that.
So there's a lot of pioneering in that arc.
Yes.
From only woman in your department, often the first or, you know, a rare sight in a venue to be the female singer-songwriter. Now you've got this residency.
Yeah.
Is this something that venues and the university itself and other institutions of music should also pick up?
Oh, definitely.
And is it as easy as, here, just do one for women?
Yes.
So why hasn't it happened?
I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, it has happened. It's happened in waves. So, in the industry, there was Lilith Fair, right? And so Lilith Fair became this huge thing and brought in a lot of new voices. So, you know, we got to know Sarah McLachlan for the first time and Tori Amos. And then
you're talking to my generation.
Right. You know, and you know, we love the Jewel. Like, we love those musicians. And then it kind of fell out of favor for a while. And I'm really hoping that it's going to kind of come back. The wave is going to come back to us.
Can you breathe as a singer-songwriter in a different way now than you could when you were first trying to make music artistically?
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing that the world now has done for me personally is given me courage to just be like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I think before I would have been like, oh, can I do this? Maybe I've gotten to a certain point in my career and in my life where I'm like, I'm not going to sit around and wait for this to happen. I'm just going to make this happen. So I feel very, very galvanized and energized and motivated to put women out into the world and to be heard as a woman, as an artist, and to bring other artists along with me.
Berklee's Susan Cattaneo, speaking with us in October of last year. We wanted to end our Labor Day time capsule show today on that message of hope, of looking forward to a brighter future. And we'll go out on her song, Done Better, which she and her bandmate, Renee Dupuy, performed for us in Studio 3. I'm Tiziana Deering, and this is Radio Boston.
You should have done better. You should have done better.